This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. In the 25 years since its founding, the nonprofit Circus Harmony has established itself as a St. Louis mainstay and a circus world standout for its commitment to teaching generations of youth the circus arts. Visitors to the City Museum have seen Circus Harmony youth juggling, tumbling on purpose, riding unicycles, and walking tightrope, among other things. Now, what guests may not realize is that what they're watching is more than physical or even technical feats. They're seeing life skills at work, and it's really a marvel to behold. Every weekend this month, audiences can experience that as Circus Harmony's young performers present Misterioso, which is this year's full-length original show. And this annual production is made extra special because it's happening in a milestone anniversary year for Circus Harmony. And we have two guests today to explore that with. First, we have Jessica Hentoff. She is the founder and the artistic and executive director of Circus Harmony. Jessica, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And we are very pleased to have Therese Vehover, who is a recent high school graduate and has been part of the Circus Harmony program since 2019. Welcome, Therese. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you for having me.
And we also want to note, we were supposed to have another guest today, but she is busy giving birth to art of her own. She's currently, we think, in labor, and that is Susan Wojticki. Susan is Circus Harmony's artist in residence and the writer and director of this year's original full-length show, and we'll get a little bit of a fill-in on what that is all about. So before we talk about Misterioso, I'd like to get a start with some basic facts about the organization. Jessica, Circus Harmony actually developed out of the St. Louis Arches Youth Circus Troupe, founded in 1988, and it began its nonprofit life about a dozen years later in 2001.
Correct.
But has Circus Harmony always been a social circus school?
That's a great question, because on one hand, the answer is yes, and on the other hand, I had never even heard the term social circus, but it is what I was doing with the troupe. And as soon as I learned about the whole concept, it just made total sense.
Mm-hmm. What is it that defines a social circus?
And also, I should say, social circus, the term originated in Australia, where it kind of vied for a while with the concept or the name community circus. And social circus won out. And social circus means you are not just doing the skills, the performing or the teaching for the sake of circus arts. You are doing it for the purpose of building character in individuals and building bridges between communities, of developing community, of teaching life skills. So while you learn to flip, fly, and fling, you're also learning persistence and teamwork and conflict resolution. It's very much about using circus to promote social change, mm-hmm. hence the term social circus.
Was there something about what was happening in the late 90s and the early 2000s in St. Louis that made it feel like a social circus was something that was needed?
Well, I was spreading the joy of circus because I had promised my teacher, Warren Bacon, when I first discovered circus and went to him and said, this is what I want to do with my life. How can I repay you? And he said, tell you what my teacher told me, pass it on. So I was just sharing circus. Mm-hmm. And one of the moms pointed out how much deeper the work was and that it was really promoting peace. And you can say in the late 80s and the early 90s, you can say right now, the problem is, as long as people look at each other as you are other than I, there is a problem here. Mm-hmm. And in the circus, what happens when you get in the ring, you focus on what connects you instead of what divides you, and then you can create something amazing, which is what was happening because we had kids and we still do have kids from all different backgrounds.
And that has been very intentional, right?
Yes, a lot of other there is some argument in the circus and social circus community that to be a social circus, you need to only work with marginalized youth. I believe that all youth are at risk, especially in this day and age, but that what's even more important is to bring these different kids from different backgrounds together and show them everything they have in common and show the outside world what these young people can create when they work together.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to talk about these young people without talking with one of the young people who's been involved. Therese, in hearing what Jessica has talked about, does that reflect some of, you know, what attracted you to Circus Harmony or what you have experienced while being a member?
Definitely what I have experienced. I was attracted just based on the fun that I had with Circus Harmony. I wasn't necessarily thinking about all of these things that I could gain, but I just happened to gain all of those things. I definitely have friends from all communities because of Circus Harmony. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When did you first start there? It's 2019.
2019, but... yeah. So I was, let's see, sixth grade, seventh grade?
You're looking at me?
Yeah, middle school.
Middle school, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Were you looking for something, you know, like a place to, you know, to flip and to do all these sorts of things? How was it that you were introduced?
Well, our parents always put us in summer camps. So we started with a summer camp at Circus Harmony. And then after, me and my sister, we came home and we were like, wait a minute. They told us they have classes. We have to do those. And, you know, my dad was like, he told us afterwards, he was like, I agreed to the summer camp. And then they came home and they asked to do classes. And I was not so ready to see that,
yeah,
them continue to do these dangerous things. Mm-hmm. But, you
Excuse
know, we
me?
Did.
Yeah.
Well, dangerous.
Seemingly dangerous. Seemingly dangerous.
Is that what appealed to you? Was it like some of the adrenaline that it you know, brought out in you to do these things?
I would say so, yeah.
What are some of the circus-specific skills that you have learned?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. I mean, juggling, unicycling. My favorite is definitely basing and partner acro. So, like, being at the bottom of our pyramids.
And why is that interesting to you?
I think you get to look at yourself and be like, wow, like, I have to be strong. All these people are on top of me. You don't stay up and stay standing if you're not strong. So being able to feel strong, I think that's what attracted me.
Mm-hmm. Is there something that you have been applying, you know, things that you have learned or experienced through Circus Harmony that you've actually, you know, found a way to use in your life, you know, outside the ring, when you're not in leotard or workout gear?
I would say my organization. Circus Harmony has helped me be really organized. I mean, Jessica described me as organized the other day, and my mom was like, wow, before you started circus, there's no way you would have been called that. So I think learning to do all of these skills helps you organize your life a little better, and now I can say that I'm organized.
Mm-hmm. And that organization has to do with how you manage your time, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, tell me about that.
So when I was in high school, it was a very demanding high school. You have to learn to balance all of your classes and manage all of your homework along with going to practice and your other responsibilities. So before, I just did my homework. I didn't have to worry about when I was going to do it, how I was going to make sure I was doing that with my chores and my other responsibilities. But then doing Circus Harmony, you learn to listen to your books that you're supposed to be reading while you're doing chores or while you're stretching, while you're conditioning, while you're on your way to practice. You have people quiz you while you're juggling, talking about all of the things you learned while you're unicycling.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean that sometimes to remember things, it helps to actually move your body?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We do say that life is about juggling your responsibilities and balancing your priorities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What Therese has described, as far as the parents' responses, first to their saying, oh, I want to do this, and like do it more than during the summer vacation. And also the observation that's been made about how much her organizational skills have improved. Is that sort of across the board what you hear?
Yes, and it's exactly our intention. When we say circus teaches the art of life, this is what we mean.
We're speaking today with the founder and the artistic and executive director of Circus Harmony, Jessica Hentoff, as well as with Therese Vehover, who is a recent high school graduate and a soon graduating member of Circus Harmony. So we had mentioned at the top, Misterioso. This is this year's annual full-length show. Tell us a little bit about this production.
So Circus Harmony is based inside of City Museum, where we offer free shows whenever the museum is open, either by our students or our teaching artists. We have guest performers, including alumni, come through. But once a year, we do a ticketed full-length show, which has a storyline or a theme. This year, it's Misterioso. It was voted on by the performers in it. And the two previous shows, which were called Nocturne and Unbound. Nocturne was about fighting your inner demons, fighting the monster under the bed. And Unbound was about the darker side of fairy tales. So they said, we really want to do something lighthearted. Can we do a murder mystery?
Oh, that's lighthearted.
Yeah. And I'm like, no murder. Nobody dies. And so they came to an agreement to do another kind of mystery, but it's really serious, and it's an age-old question that has been asked for generations, mm-hmm. which is, Therese?
Yeah.
Who stole the cookie from the cookie jar?
Oh, okay. Maybe it's a gooey butter cookie, if we're talking about St. Yeah. Louis.
Well, actually, I should give a shout-out to Whisk, is our cookie sponsor.
Oh,
and we are
okay.
using their actual chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. Therese, you have been part of these productions for the last 4 years. How has this year's experience maybe been a little bit different, especially in working with Susan Wojtycki, she's a celebrated circus artist, right?
Yeah. So this year, I think she has let us, the kids, like do a lot of the work ourselves, which has helped us like be able to choreograph our own acts. And so if you look at the program, you'll see like a lot of the acts are choreographed either only by the students or by her and the students. And so that has been different for us because we've been choreographing all of our own acts and even helping a lot within the process of choreographing scenes and transitions and everything.
Mm-hmm. Is your reasoning, Jessica, for bringing in other people from other places part of that exposure?
Right. Exposure training for the flying children to have the opportunity to work with different directors who have very different approaches. And I think they've found that to be very true in the last few years. And generally, it's myself or our general manager, lead coach Eliana, directing a show, and for them to see what it's like and what somebody else's process is like. I happen to come from a very traditional circus background. Last year, we had Evan Tomlinson Weintraub, who's incredibly contemporary in his approach. And Susan loves the art of storytelling through motion.
Mm-hmm. And when I did speak with Susan, she said that she had wanted to come here for some time. And the opportunity to work with youth as of this age, which she hasn't done before, was one of the attractions. What is kind of the risk maybe that's involved in bringing someone from outside into Circus Harmony?
So actually the risk is that I have very strong opinions and preferences in circus. So I have to be able to step back, which is good training for me too, because I tend to be a little on the controlling side. I don't think anyone would argue. And in fact, our first guest director was an alumni. Mm-hmm. It was Kellen Quinn. And because he had been an alumni and he also happens to be one of my biological children, I don't think he had the freedom that a real director should have. So it's me stepping back. And then it's things like when you have somebody very contemporary who thinks everybody should be dressed in black, for example, whereas I'm much more of a lots of sequins and color kind of person.
Do you have a preference, Therese?
I think it's good to learn with all, like, good to learn everything, a little bit of everything.
Yeah. So you are heading off to college soon. Do you plan to keep circus arts part of your life in some way?
100%.
Okay.
At Illinois State, which is where I'm going, there's a program called Gamma Phi Circus, and I plan to do that on the side after school. So that's what I plan to do when I go to college.
And your choice was kind of guided by what was available around circus, right?
It was. That was one of the things. And then also Illinois State is a good distance, as Jessica was talking about earlier. It's not too close. It's not too far. And then the third thing that was really appealing to me was that it takes all of my IB and AP scores and classes and credits, which I appreciated. But yes, circus was probably the first thing that I looked at when I was looking at other schools.
Yeah. Circus Harmony is, again, it's celebrating its 25th anniversary, and there will be a special event, the Silver Circus Soiree, on April 11th. And you've mentioned alumni. There will be a very special performer and alum, Sydney Bateman, as part of that. What will that event sort of represent for you know, where Circus Harmony is now and where it's going?
This is such an exciting event for us because Sydney's going to be coming early and working with our current students. Sydney is someone, if you followed us, he came literally from the streets of St. Louis. His brothers were gang members. This is not a secret. PBS, American Experience, did a whole little mini documentary on him called The Acrobat, which you can find on YouTube. So he went from the streets to our circus ring, which totally changed his outlook on life and his friend group and everything. And then he got into École Nationale du Cirque, the National Circus School of Montreal, harder to get into than Harvard or Yale. Graduated from there and toured with Seven Fingers, which is an incredible contemporary circus company, then went on to Cirque du Soleil, and then from Cirque du Soleil joined the WWE. Same flips, different ring.
Body slams, yeah.
Right. So, but he body slams you by doing a somersault off the top rope and landing on you.
Okay.
Or you go to punch him and he does a back handspring to get out of the way. He's the only person I know, certainly our only alumni, to have his own action figure. And he's been writing his autobiography, which he has titled A Way Out, because circus was a way out. He also is working now as a motivational speaker and is starting his own nonprofit in Orlando to show kids that where you live does not dictate your future and you can create your own life path. So Circus Harmony is wanting to produce a play about his life, and we will be doing like a teaser moment, a way to show you what this play could look like with Sydney and our current students. And that will make its preview at the Silver Circus Soiree on April 11th.
He's actually been on our show twice in 2017 and 2019. There's just two more things that I want to make sure that we get to. You were recently honored, Jessica, and that honor is something that you've been very clear is not just about you, and that was that you were named Circus Ambassador by the World Circus Federation. Why is that something that is meaningful for Circus Harmony and for St. Louis, which is the home of Circus Harmony?
The previous ambassadors have all been performers. And I used to be a circus performer back in the day, but when they made me an ambassador, it's because of the teaching work I do. And therefore, who the real ambassadors are, the bounciest ambassadors, are the students of Circus Harmony. It was a way for the Federation to acknowledge the work of a social circus school, whereas previous ambassadors owned large circus companies or were from large organizations within, like the Acrobatic Association of China. The only other American who's ever gotten it, and that was in 2013, I believe, was the owner of Ringling Brothers. So this was a huge recognition of my work, and my work is really the kids and the fact that so many of our alumni are now part of professional circus and performing literally around the world. Before I went to Monte Carlo for getting this ambassadorial honor, I saw Isabella Mejian in Cirque du Soleil's new show in Berlin, Alize. I saw Kellen, who's now performing in Nuremberg at a dinner theater called Palazzo. And we have people performing in San Francisco, in Chicago, all over the world.
Mm-hmm. And to bring it close to home, a last question here, and I'm not asking for the answer, but do we find out who stole the cookie from the cookie jar in Mysterioso?
We do.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
You have to come
to the show.
Therese Vehover is a recent high school graduate and member of Circus Harmony. Jessica Hentoff is Circus Harmony's founder and its artistic executive director. Thank you both for joining us today, and the best with the show, and good luck also to Susan.
And they can get tickets for everything at www.circusharmony.org.
Yes, we'll make sure to include that on our website. That full-length show will be performed at 2 p.m. every Saturday and Sunday this month. So check out our webpage. That's stlonair.show.
This episode was produced by Elaine Cha with production assistance from Lila Halilbashic.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.